Torrential rain in Queensland and New South Wales has helped fill dams and extinguish long-running fires that have devastated communities. But the drought is still gripping large parts of the nation and water restrictions are still in place. And some experts believe they should continue permanently to remind people to save water. Eleni Soltis prepared this report.
Here in Chippendale in Sydney's inner city, I'm standing in front of a row of identical terrace houses, but one of them is quite unique. It's completely off the grid for water.
G'day, I'm Michael. Come on in.
Thank you. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Michael Mobbs's house has been disconnected from mains water and sewer for more than two decades. He has two tanks on site, including one underground, which can carry up to 10,000 litres of water.
So I'm going to pour you what I would call Chippendale champagne. Now that I've given it a good wrap, it's actually rainwater from the roof of my house in this dirty inner city suburb. And look at me, I'm just throwing it down the sink. It's because my tank is full.
And outside, it seems it's not only Michael and his two children benefiting from the ample water supply. Frogs in the backyard are having a field day.
So what happens here is the rainwater is used for drinking, cooking, washing, showers, baths and hot water. The recycled sewage from the flush toilet and from all the other waste, the kitchen, the dishwasher, the clothes washing machine, everything goes to one waste tank and it's treated and recycled to flush the toilet, wash the clothes and hose the garden.
Sydney Water says the average household in Greater Sydney is using about 199,000 litres a year. The Mobbs family uses about 83,000 litres a year, usually all of it from the tanks. The only time the family has needed extra was last year during the worst of the New South Wales drought. Michael Mobbs's passion has attracted tens of thousands of visitors to his home, including students and town planners, and there is even a model of his house at the Powerhouse Museum. And while this week's torrential rain has helped fill up many dams across Queensland and New South Wales, Michael believes water restrictions should stay in place.
I think they should never be lifted. I think we need to learn the value of water. If you carry a bucket of water and it's 10 litres, that's 10 kilos. It makes you appreciate the weight of water. We need to change our culture. We need a behavioural change to respect the weight and the preciousness of water. I would like to think that this will make us begin to appreciate the magic of rain.
With the rains, the issue of water restrictions and whether they're still needed is again on the agenda. Anna Delatich is a professor of water engineering at the University of New South Wales.
We have these droughts, like millennium drought, which was very long, and people started to act because they had to. All our dams were running out of water. And then we had a big flood in 2010. And then within a few years, everyone forgotten about this. And we went back to our more or less old ways.
And Professor Delatich says government rebates for rainwater tanks are an effective measure.
So once these things are there, people will put them in because they have reason for. Once they are lifted, people won't invest in rain tanks.
Dr. Peter Coombs is the chair of engineering at Southern Cross University and was the water chief scientist for the Victorian government. He is currently mapping the uptake of water tanks across Australia.
We have more than 5 million households use rainwater for some type of use. However, more than 3 million people actually drink rainwater as their sole source of supply. And in fact, the medical research shows that they're likely to be more healthy, or at least as healthy, as people using mains water from utilities.
Michael Mobbs, meanwhile, is visiting regional cities, including Bathurst this week, to talk about his home project. But this demonstration can only be done from the home.
Now, you tell me how that water looks to you.
He's just put his hand in the toilet bowl.
Inner city water collector Michael Mobbs, he was speaking there to our reporter Eleni Soltis.